15-15 now probably presents the Wrestling Roundtables, the Raw, the Bad, the Ugly, the weekly podcast where we tell you what we like, didn't like, and what was just flat out horrendous. It is your favorite tag team partners, me, Stir the Pro.
It's Miller.
Raw took place in Hotland.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Home of the Freaknik.
Which no longer is. What if the Freaknik was around when we were in, like, college and shit? Oh, my God. Oh, woo-wee. Wow. Mm-mm. Yeah. That was God looking out for me. I've been in trouble.
Might have been a couple of babies running around here that I don't even know.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Now you go to Atlanta and you just be, hey, you go to Atlanta and you try to hit something, be careful. Be careful. Just put on a whole bodysuit, dog. Like, I don't know, man. I'm straight. I don't even want to lap dance at a club. Like, I'm good. Woo.
You know, because why don't you just tell them? I'm just saying. Just let them know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that other person might, and then it's going so rampant out there that the other person might be like, I'll be too. Then you're straight.
But you know what? What's always weird to me is like, how do you sit there and not know that this isn't a female?
Oh, that's what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so
like, how does that happen?
I was talking about HIV, but we can talk about that too. Oh, you didn't see those numbers? The numbers of the HIV cases in Atlanta is fucking ridiculous, bro. Oh my God, it's like off the chart.
Man, I thought you were talking about all the dudes.
No, yeah, well, okay, so trapping even that, people. Yeah. It's, I mean, but you gotta check out the, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we have no problem with that, but you gotta check out what's going on. Like, I agree. How do you not know?
Yeah, how
do
you not know?
You gotta be aware and just tell somebody. Most of the time, man, they might be down. They don't even care.
I just say this. Look, no judgment over here, but when you engage in those activities, then you are what you really think that you are. Stop wrestling with yourself. You are that.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I won't get mad at you.
I won't be mad at you.
I look at it like this. When guys are into other guys, that means more bitches for me.
Y'all can keep, what did they say? Y'all can keep messing with these people. More monkey for me.
Right. More of it for me. That's all I'm saying.
That's how I look at it. Like, you make the game easier. Shoot.
I am joking.
A little bit.
Somewhat. But anyway, move it on. Because they not bitches. They women.
It's only because you didn't know their name.
Right.
That's what Cat Williams said. I don't know if he's the best role model for this, but you just gonna run with the Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Don't
blame a bad influence on that.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yep.
Match to watch?
Yeah, match to watch for.
Match to watch for was from the Honor Rising shows this weekend, or I apologize, this past weekend. IWGP Championship changed hands, spoiler alert. The Guerrillas of Destiny defeated Evil and Sonata from Los Ingobernables de Japón. It was a really, really good match, main evented night one of the Honor Rising shows. And yeah, I was amazed because I was not excited about this match at all. Because I've seen them go against each other numerous times. The GOD is pretty much the top tag team in New Japan. But this match was just had near falls, crazy dives. Tama Tonga was on point. Just all around solid tag team wrestling. So definitely go out your way to check that out. Another spoiler alert from that is the Briscoes came out afterwards and challenged the Guerrillas of Destiny, this is definitely a dream match, to a title for title match at Madison Square Garden. So whoever wins the ROH World Tag Team Championships and the IWGP Tag Team Championships. So that's so fucking dope, dude. Like, wait a minute. Like, wow. I really hope that the Briscoes win because I think they deserve to be the IWGP Tag Team Champions. I think
that's what they're working towards.
I hope so. Like, I don't think there's enough said. And you've seen them live. You've seen them in singles action. You've seen them as a tag team.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough said about how good the Briscoes are And especially, Jay. That's my dog. This is why this is my brother.
How you go from main event star right back to the tag seamlessly.
Didn't even matter. And then your point was like, yo, he was like, you know, these tag teams got a little cocky and they think they forgot, or I think they forgot who run this thing. So me and Mark about to tear their ass up. That was his promo. That was it. That's all he had to say. Nothing crazy. He just said, hey, we run this. But as a singles wrestler, and look, let me say this. Long-time standing ROH fan.
When Jay Briscoe,
man.
Heavyweight title runs.
When he won the belt, I was like, okay. And then when he defended it, and then they did the story where he hadn't been pinned in a whole year. Like, man. That Jay, look. People who don't watch ROH now, or didn't watch ROH in the past, I feel like this is one of those things where future bookers are going to look at how Jay Briscoe was booked, and you're going to see people patterned after that because it was different. You had this tag team ace, and you know all of a sudden he was the guy, man, holding probably one of the most.
Held it down.
He held it down and gracefully lost to Jay Lethal.
And then Jay Lethal went on him.
Dude, you look. Nasty. And I don't care that we're going on a little rant. Nasty, I'm going to say this, and somebody's I know going to call me out on it. To me, the lineage of the Ring of Honor Championship is probably one of the best lineages in all of wrestling, because to hold that belt, you got to bring it. You don't have a choice. You can't half ass. Ain't no, because look at all the people you got to follow: Jay Briscoe, Kevin Steen, you know what I'm saying, Tyler Black, Seth Rollins, you know, Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, CM Punk. And think of all the dope-ass matches they had within their reigns. Like, you can't come. You can't come.
They all brought some. I mean, Samoa Joe with the two-year reign. CM Punk.
With the Summer of Punk.
Yeah, Summer Punk, yeah. And then they repeated that shit in WWE.
That's how dope that storyline was. That they had to go, you know, that's some dope shit they just did. Yo, I'm going to say this is the last part. When CM Punk signed he really signed his WWE contract on the ROH belt, just so everybody knows. That was legit. He really did that shit. When he did that, though, like, I remember I wanted to burn my damn DVD. I was like, you evil motherfucker. I was like, that's just wrong, man. I was like, oh, my God. Just foul. You're an evil man. And nobody saw that win coming either, because everybody thought he was out the door. Mm-hmm. They kept that a secret.
Yeah.
Craziness. Love that wrestling, boy.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I would actually have to agree with you. That is probably the... I mean, we'll see as they become bigger if it changes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like they said, look, we're going to go one after another. That's the reason why you don't have a lot of two-time or three-time champions.
Nope.
It's going from one to the next. And I guess the good thing is a lot of them are leaving. So they're not taking up those spots from some of the younger cats that's coming up.
But then when somebody does win it for a second, I remember when Austin Aries, he's the first person to hold the ROH world title twice. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, what the fuck? How the hell does that happen? So then fast forward when Jay Briscoe did it first, or did it before Jay Lethal. So when Jay Briscoe did it, everybody's like, damn, the dude held the belt twice. Like, to hold the ROH belt twice is like, what the hell just happened? And then when Jay Lethal did it, obviously everybody's like, okay, this is pretty dope. Like, because it doesn't happen often at all.
Yeah. And that kind of, and that's probably what made it easier for Jay to move seamlessly back into the tag team division, because you don't always have to fight for the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody else's turn now. And always gets that.
Yeah.
Does it. Right.
I agree.
Even mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes didn't go for a second reign.
He tried.
But no, I'm talking about like...
Oh, yeah, he didn't actually get it.
Get it, yeah.
Man, when he won, though, I was very happy for him. He deserved it. He really did. Speaking of which, I'm glad you said that, news and rumors. The Sears Center put out a plaque out in front of the building commemorating All In. All In was probably their highest grossing event at the Sears Center. So I'm not surprised. They're probably still spending Sears Center money, or I'm sorry, All In money at the Sears Center. Cause I mean, when water is sold out, like, you just couldn't buy anything anymore. I think they sold out of beer at one point. It was just...
They did sell out something.
They weren't ready. They were like, wait, this is a lot of wrestling fans.
It was good. It was reasonably priced, too.
Yeah, it wasn't... I had never been in the Sears Center. I know you had. And it was a nice venue. Like, how they keep that a secret?
Yeah. I forgot. Some arena team was playing there. That's why. Not arena, but...
No, but then the G League, the Bull... What are they called? The Chicago somebody's. They
Windy Cities.
Windy City Bulls.
Yeah.
So uncreative.
No.
Like, they could have called them the Toro. They could have done anything. They were like, Windy City Bulls.
Either way, go. Whatever.
Also, Young Bucks showed up at AAW this past weekend and attacked Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix, costing them the AAW World Tag Team Championships. They actually ended up losing to LAX. That was cool. So it was an extension of their beef and leading into Double or Nothing. I really like what the Young Bucks are doing, though. Showing up at all these indies as a surprise, and they're not charging folks. So, like, they send out these little hints of where they might be, and then they show up. That's helping out these indies because people buy tickets based off of, like, yo, they could show up.
Yeah.
And then they don't wrestle and all that stuff, so it actually works out pretty well. Cool piece of news that we found out. Impact Wrestling and Major League Wrestling have decided to work together. And they're going to be able to exchange talent.
I thought you were about to say Impact Wrestling is finally going down.
They keep signing people. So, Sami Callihan signed a multi-year deal. Eddie Edwards signed a multi-year deal. Fala Ba, he signed a multi-year deal.
Their women's division is
it's pretty
stacked.
Yeah.
It's pretty stacked. They got pretty good.
It's better than the women's of honor division. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that anybody who's working for Major League Wrestling, kind of like Sami Callihan, can also work for Impact and vice versa. So that's always dope when the doors are open to let people work wherever they can, even if it's on TV. Because in the end of the day, everybody doesn't watch everything. So the days of politics where, like, well, I don't want my guy to lose, half the time, I don't watch Major League Wrestling on a regular basis, so it doesn't matter to me who Sami Callihan loses and wins against in MLW because I don't watch it.
You know what, man? I'm surprised Impact Wrestling just hadn't thrown out the money and said, look, we need you.
To who?
Like AJ Styles when he was coming out, or even Kenny Omega. They wasn't even in the running. So get help. I don't think anybody really was.
They tried. Well, they offered six figures to Chris Jericho. I think it's more about people...
Should offer seven.
Okay, but you gotta have that money, and I don't think Anthem is willing to spend that.
They need to.
But they're not going to, bro.
And they need to, though. That's the problem. But they need to.
But why do you need to?
They need to. Because they trash is why they need to. They need to invest that money, because if you get a great star that you can run behind for a little while, why are you building up everybody else?
But they're doing that with Sami Callihan.
Sami Callihan ain't no Prince Diva.
Okay, but okay.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Impact could throw, in the end of the day, though.
They trash, man.
They could throw. I'm not trying to say that they're... I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. But they could try to throw money at people, but in the end of the day, is it going to be viable? Like, okay, fine. You give me, like, six figures. But are you going to be around long enough? Number two, who's watching Impact? You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying it's not lucrative, but these are all based on
TV deals out of that.
They've tried that, though. Like, I think they've been this route. I think the way that they're going by signing some of the...
They fucked up they started letting Hulk Hogan know.
Oh, well, yeah. That was just a bad idea. I don't get how he talked them into that. But
yeah, because they ruined WCW.
Like, you saw what they did before. Why would you let them come in and do that now? But, you know, it is what it is.
I mean...
Moving on.
And you had such great talent at that time.
They did.
AJ Styles, Jay Lee.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah. They had some motherfuckers over there. Bobby Roode.
The Beer Money was a dope tag team.
I mean, how you fuck that up?
I just don't understand. Letting Hulk Hogan run the show.
I mean, you brought in some of the.
And Dixie Carter. The only part, I'll say this. The only part that baffles me is Dixie Carter's dad letting this grown-ass woman run his checkbook till, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, so basically she was paying, you know, all these people, and it wasn't adding up. And it finally caught up to him, like, this isn't lucrative, this ain't working. The upside, you know, we're in the red.
Yeah.
However, what's not in the red and what's going to be dope is that there's going to, the New Japan Cup tournament is actually going to be 32 wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be done over, I believe, 3 weeks. The winner goes on to the main event, the Madison Square Garden show, G1 Supercard, and challenging Jay White. That's going to be pretty dope. I don't think the New Japan Cup has ever been 32 deep. The most has been a 16. So having 32 wrestlers in it is pretty dope. One of the familiar faces you'll see is Mickey Knuckles. I believe he went by Nick Miller in WWE. He's actually going to be joining New Japan.
Part of Chaos.
As part of Chaos. Roppongi.
Yeah.
But some people were commenting like, oh man, that's dirty. Like, how did he? You got to understand, this man, he had a child. His family, well, his wife and his kid live in Australia. The flight from Australia to Japan is what? 3 hours, I think, at most? Isn't it 3, maybe 4? So his travel time, like that, and then plus the dates and the money for a family guy, that works out. Because a lot of times what people don't realize is when you sign with WWE, yes, you get this, you know, nice chunk of money you're getting. But
you're gonna be working.
You signed up for 300 days.
No days off.
Well, right. You signed up for 300 days. And that's 300 days probably working, like wrestling. You gotta remember there's media mixed in there. You're in charge of your own travel. Yeah. So that's on you, which is why they pay them so much.
It's on me, baby.
It's like, yeah. It's and so on me, baby. Sometimes it doesn't weigh out for people. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, all right, and then last, certainly not least, Piper Nixon signed with, showed up on NXT UK, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet, and has signed with NXT and will be competing with NXT. I was hoping she was going to sign with AEW because I felt like her more edgy side was going to be better. If you haven't seen her, Insane Championship Wrestling stuff is really dope, and she's a little bit edgy and crazy. And I think she's going to be toned down in NXT UK, but it is what it is. That is my news and rumors.
All right. Let's get into it. Quick hit signs.
Quick hits.
We kick off the show with Roman Reigns. He has his moment. The fans cheer. We love you. Come back. Hope you come back soon. All different type of chants. For him to announce his leukemia is in remission. This had to be one of the best moments of the night. I hate to see him back. But I'm glad that he's back.
You hate to see him back.
You know, it's like, damn it, they're going to push you down our throats all over again, but I'm happy for you. So, welcome back, Roman Reigns.
Welcome back.
I'm happy for you. All right. After that, Ricochet and Aleister Black defeat the Raw Tag Team Champions, The Revival. Becky Lynch was arrested after attacking Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey. Kurt Angle defeat Jinder Mahal. Intercontinental Champion Finn Balor defeat Leo Rush. Braun Strowman attacked Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. Drew McIntyre defeated Dean Ambrose in a no disqualification match. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins saved Ambrose from a post-match attack. Not really, though, because they did attack him post-match. And then Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns finally came out and did whatever. I don't know what this is leading up to, because I'm surprised that in the beginning that only Seth Rollins came out with Roman Reigns. And then later on in the night, only those two walked away. Dean didn't go with them.
But can I tell you something?
What's up?
Okay, so it was said that the plan originally was for Dean Ambrose to come out there too. But Dean Ambrose was too emotional backstage, and he was like, I don't want to come out here. I'm straight. And so he didn't, which I'm kind of glad. We'll talk about it. But
okay.
We'll get there. But that was the original plan. So it was a Dean Ambrose choice not to go out there during that part. And then that's when they switched it to save him from the beatdown.
Okay.
Which, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this shit right here, good too, though.
Orange and vanilla Coke?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah? I'm not playing.
Okay. Like sherbet or something?
It's like a Coca-Cola cream soda.
But with orange.
But with orange. Like, it's like a Coca-Cola orange dream sickle. Like,
oh, real. Okay, dream sickles. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Sorry, it was a little advertisement. That's all right. On WWE.com.
That's all right.
Anyway, moving on. Then we got the WWE Tag Team Champions. One half of the Women's Tag Team Champions, Bayley, defeated Nia Jax. And then we got a sight. We got, oh, by the way, Becky Lynch got hauled off to jail, too. I forgot.
You said that.
Oh, I did. My bad. I went through that so fast, so I forgot. Or it could just be the weed. I don't know. But Batista attacked Ric Flair during his birthday celebration. The man was turning 70, and that's what you had to do is drag him. That's fucked up. But anyway, this is the Raw Bad and Ugly, sir. What is your Raw?
My Raw, Roman Reigns' return. I got to give it up to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you may not like the wrestler, hell, you could not like the man, but I can't, I don't understand how you can't be inspired by that, because it takes a lot. If you know anybody or knew anybody or anything like that, or just know about cancer, is not a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real life. And so people who say that, oh, is it a work and stuff, make me sick. First of all, you guys are fucking ridiculous. I want to punch you in your fucking face. I'm dead ass. I want to punch you in your face. But, you know, to see a dude, and then not only that, he came into the ring and talked about being a champion behind it and being like, you know what? I'm going to take what I went through and, you know, be an advocate. Be there for people. Make people aware. Because as much as, you know, we say, like, you know, it's not a game. A lot of people don't understand cancer, don't know anything about it. You know, what's leukemia? That type of thing. And for someone of his stature to be able to be a voice and kind of that figure, like, hey, you can survive this, you can make it, yeah, is dope. And I can't look at that and go, oh, it's not a big deal. Because that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, kudos to that man. That is my role.
Yep. I'm very happy for the man. Welcome back. I'm glad you're back.
But it's so I can talk shit about your ass.
Fuck Roman. You're right. That's what it is. That's my Raw too. This is part of one half of my Raw.
Okay.
Yes. I am happy that he's back. Glad to see him. Because really, felt weird not to be able to say, oh, fuck this guy. I can't cuss him out like I was able to before.
I feel bad.
Now I can get back to it. You okay? I can get back to cussing you the fuck out now. Like, why the fuck they keep pushing this dude down our throat? I am happy to be able to complain about you. Welcome back. Welcome back. But my Raw was surprising us with Batista. It was the way they did it. I had no clue he was supposed to be there. I mean, some people probably had. I don't know. Maybe they was looking at dirt sheets and shit. I don't know. I think WWE did a pretty... We knew that he was in talks with them. I think they did a pretty good job of keeping this under wraps. And, oh, by the way, too, all those WCW wrestlers that they brought out, it was good. Too bad Arn Anderson couldn't be a part of that. Kind of fucked up. We didn't talk about that. But anyway, going back to it, I was actually surprised. Turned it on. I said, oh shit, Batista. They didn't have to hit his music. It was just, he dragged his ass, and it makes sense. I liked how they used real life to create this story. Because what was it before? Remember, Batista kept saying, I want to come back. I want to be back. I want to be a part of the show. Remember even that? And then it was like they didn't really want him. They kind of pushed him
to the side. Yeah, was like, that a work, though? You think this was that a build to this, or was that legit? Because remember when all that time they kept putting out reports where Batista was like, man, fuck them. Because
it was on Bleacher Report all the time.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if...
Not all the time, but I mean enough. A couple times. Enough. It was just like, yo, I told him I wanted to do it. I'm not filming. I think it was at one point he wasn't even filming. I don't know if he's filming now and stuff, but he wasn't even making movies.
Right.
He was ready to come back, work on a part-time schedule. I mean, not that I need to see him holding any type of...
I got what you're saying.
I don't need to see that. And granted, at least he's still in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do like that. I don't want them bringing back Kurt Angle anymore. I wish they stopped putting him in matches. I love me some Kurt Angle.
But man, it's getting...
I don't want to see it. I just don't. And hopefully we don't get no Undertaker. We didn't even report on that. I heard they pissed off about...
Oh, they mad. They big mad that he's deuces.
Not even give them their last match.
Nope.
Because, man, fuck that shit. He did y'all a favor. Because I don't want to see that motherfucker in the ring again. I don't think
he wanted to be there, but he's always trying to do Vince a favor. A favor, a favor. I think this time he was just look, like, man, I'm making 65.
Y'all already fucked it up.
Right. Y'all already messed this shit up.
Well, y'all had me lose. And then lose again.
And you know the crazy thing that I read? Is that when he came back, he didn't want this. I believe this was on Bruce Pritchard's podcast. When he came back that one time, he didn't want to come back as the Dead Man. He wanted to come back kind of like he'd still be Undertaker, but kind of the American Badass, but more Mark Calloway or Callis. So with that, his idea was, okay, I'm going to fight you like a man, Brock Lesnar. I would have been way more into that. Yeah. Or I'm going to fight you like a man, Roman Reigns. Like, I'm a man. I'm not a dead man. I'm a man. Like, that would have been dope. Because I believe he could pull it off. Because the Undertaker was dead, per se.
He couldn't wrestle anymore. Although, I understand it's because of the mystique. It's because of that. That is the character that makes him who he is.
True.
Because that American Badass character... I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Y'all can tout that shit all you want to, but that shit was trash for me.
Oh, you didn't
fuck
like
that shit. Hell no.
M. American Badass.
And fuck that racist ass motherfucker too.
Oh, well, yeah. Fuck that shit. Guy, but still.
Fuck that.
Hey, okay, Rock. Fuck you, buddy. Right.
Fuck all that shit. I went rocking with that shit.
Is that from even then? I knew it. I knew what he was on. Yeah. I knew about Kid Rock. Fuck that guy,
man. Fuck y'all, man. Fuck this bullshit. Oh, that's
funny.
Hell nah. Fuck all that. No, I wasn't rocking with that shit whatsoever. Hell nah. You couldn't convince me otherwise. I don't give a fuck how many great matches he might have had. That fucking character was still trash.
I'll give you that.
Motherfucker didn't forget to wrestle. But the character, though?
Not what was popping.
Nah, not what was popping, yo. Not what was popping.
He said, vote no.
Hell no. Nah. Fuck that. But I did like the fact that they surprised him with Batista and shit. Yeah. That was pretty dope. And look forward to him to have a match against Triple H. I just don't look forward to him being a part-time wrestler. I hope that doesn't happen. Or if he does, I would rather him do what Chris Jericho did or what Ronda Rousey is doing, where they're actually there right now and not off here. I am back here using me for special dates and shit.
Fuck a special attraction. Nah,
fuck that. I don't want that shit. You know? But anyway, you're back.
My bad. Run this promo.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing. I don't all the way blame her either. You know why? Because it's kind of like what we said about Roman when Roman was having trouble with the promos. Short and sweet. We don't need this long-ass script.
Why would they do that to her?
You put her in a bad position because she gets overly emotional sometimes and tries to get so much in character and she fucks up her lines. And all the shit she was saying could have been said in less than 2 minutes. Words, yeah. But they're like, we'll give you a movie script.
They and then you to got her all emotional shit and then...
And the fucked up part was...
Her laying down the belt was so...
Weird and awkward.
No, it was anticlimactic.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was kind of like, okay...
It was supposed to be this climactic little... Just not ending, but... What's the word I'm looking for? But just cliffhanger. Cliffhanger, yeah. It's supposed to be this climactic cliffhanger. That's just... What's going to happen later on?
And to me, that was a dope-ass storyline. Like, the story, yeah. I could fuck with. Because I was like, okay, I get it. She's like, yo, I want to fight the best. Y'all try to keep her out on whatever kind of stupid-ass shit y'all on, bringing up the past.
Yeah.
And I'm not with it. I'm here to fight the best. That's why I came here. And you're not letting me do that. So, here, take your belt.
Yeah.
Dope!
Because this belt means nothing
if I can't face the best.
That was a great story.
Great story.
And look how short the promo could have been.
We just did the damn promo.
She could have just approached him, said, I want Becky in this match too. And when they say no, and then she says, if she doesn't, I'm not in this match. Because this belt ain't shit. Unless I'm fighting the best. And I was supposed to be fighting the best.
The best.
She won the Royal Rumble.
Bang, bang. So, that's...
If I can't fight the best, I don't want this motherfucking title. Because this title means shit. This shit. Threw it down.
That's a dope-ass story. And it's easy.
And said, fuck you.
Oh, damn. Now it's too many words. Now it's too many words. Now it's too many words.
With 2-3 words, it's over. No. Bring that back. Scale that back. You down to 160 characters, goddammit.
Oh, my God. But yeah, it was the promo, man, was very cringy. And I was just like, they gotta stop giving her these monologues. Because she doesn't do well. Yeah. Why would you put her in this position? She's damn near Roman with the words on her. Didn't Roman have the words on his wrist or something? No. Remember when he said suffering succotash? And like, we're done. We got to stop. You got to stop this shit.
Man.
That's how I felt. So, yeah, definitely I got to give my bad to not the storyline, but to Ronda's delivery of the storyline.
Yeah. She might have to toss it. Right, because I really don't like the fact that they gave us a Kurt Angle and Jinder Mahal.
Man, hands. Dude. Hey, shout out to Jinder's curl, though, man. That soul glows for real, bro. Yes.
Let your soul glow!
Hey, man, look.
So glow. Which, by the way, there's going to be a Coming to America part 2.
I know! This is crazy, bro!
Can't wait.
This is going to be nuts. We got to like plan an outing or something.
Man, for real. I cannot wait for it.
Anyway.
But I didn't need a Braun Strowman. I'm just going to go there. I didn't need Braun Strowman for what? In what capacity? And then, here's my problem with this, right? So, you have Braun Strowman attack Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. I don't know if it was supposed to, because they were supposed to be having a match. Maybe I just kind of skipped over that shit, or...
Well, you didn't skip over it. It was kind of clunky.
Whatever the case, he's attacking him. And it doesn't end up being a match. And then you have Bobby Lashley help Drew McIntyre and Baron Corbin attack Dean Ambrose. And you don't come out. Instead, they say, this is the moment for Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. So at that point, what was the point of taking time from a match or somebody else to have Braun Strowman attack? I mean, to not have Braun Strowman on that. Just have somebody else on that. What's the point of having Braun Strowman on that? I didn't need to see him. Not in that capacity. For what?
It goes back to what you said. I don't need to see everybody every week.
No. Because when you put them in a situation in a wasted fucking time, it's wasted time. If you're going to waste time, do that for the younger talent so people can see them.
Where was Apollo Crews?
For real. Because I'm not saying that Roman shouldn't have been a part of this, you know, come out and fight off Drew McIntyre and company. I'm not saying that.
But what I am saying,
if you're going to have Braun attacking Bobby Lashley, why wouldn't Braun still come out and like, look, motherfucker, I just beat your ass for some fuckery. I'm going to come out here and do it again then. I'm just saying, wouldn't that make sense? That just makes sense to me. I don't know.
But you know.
Well, that was my bad. My ugly, though. If you know my.
Oh, damn. Okay, go ahead.
The fuck the revival? I look, man. See why.
Hey, wait. Hold on. Because you know it's going to be a hot tag, bro. But go ahead.
I love me some King Ricochet from Paducah, Kentucky. I've traveled there on a couple of occasions. I've been down there. It's a pretty, actually good, nice looking city. Suburb, or whatever you want to call it. Nice little middle America town, I guess you want to say. Just
nice Midwestern town.
Yeah, just a good old fashioned Midwestern town. Where people just blue collar, want to work on their farms or whatever the case may be, because they do have some farm down there. You know where is it next to though? Metropolis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You did tell me that.
Yeah, yeah. It's right next to Metropolis. Right, Metropolis, Illinois, where you can go visit all the Superman shit, which fuck Superman. I don't fuck with DC. I don't rock with DC. I don't want motherfucking producers all in the videos
dancing. I was an Image Comics fan.
Fuck that. I'm Marvel all the way.
You used to watch Wildcats. You remember them on USA?
Oh, Wildcats!
Wildcats! I used to like them. They had Grifter. He had a mask and a gun. I don't know. Random, I know.
But I'm just saying. But anyway.
You love you some Ricochet.
You love me some Ricochet.
Some Aleister Black.
Some Aleister Black. With Tommy in.
Tommy fucking in.
Okay. And, well, you know, hold on. Let me take that back. Let me scale that back. Look. I kind of like me some Aleister Black. Kind of a little hating on the motherfucker because he got my girl on his arm. Oh, I don't appreciate that. Make me want to beat his ass and shit. I don't know all that jujitsu, all that shit. Just but shit, I don't know karate, but I know crazy. Get your goddamn hands off my woman, man. Shit.
They're married officially.
Yeah, yeah, I know, man. I seen that rock on her face.
You won't play no game, boy. Yeah. He said, hold on, you want me? Yeah. He said, lock it down.
Man, yeah, you see that in that jade outfit? Man, shit. I'm surprised he ain't popped off yet.
Shit. Damn, Stone.
I'm just saying.
You went hard, dog.
Have a career at WWE for what? Have a baby.
I'm a dude.
Right. But anyway.
Oh, man.
No, but love me those guys. But why the fuck are they defeating the Revival too? Who are your WWE Raw Tag Team Champions? These motherfuckers ain't got no damn belts on them.
They're not even a real tag team. No. This is a hot tag, by the way.
Why? Why? Look. Don't put them in that fucking position then. If you don't want them to lose.
Not only that. Here's the one thing that pissed me off even more. You had the Ascension in a dumbass angle in the back. If you want to get Ricochet, and why is the Revival the guys that you get, first of all, to be beaten when they're the champions? Why put the belt on their ass?
You put the belt on them in such a great moment. Only to go back and have them lose. Job their ass
2 weeks in a row to NXT people. A tag team that's not even really a tag team right now. Well, they are. I don't even know what the hell. That's another story that I'll talk to you about, because that shit didn't make any sense. But this is so stupid.
Man.
Like, there's no value to the Raw Tag Team Champions. How do you come back from this shit? The only way you fix this is have the Revival face DIY and then this weird-ass tag team of Ricochet and Aleister Black that you just randomly threw together in a triple threat match. There's the only way. And even then, I still remember you jobbed the fucking champions 2 times in a row to teams that weren't even teams.
Oh, man.
Like, that's the crazy shit. It makes no sense.
Literally, they got mismatching belts.
Just
like a belt that match. I'm just saying. I mean, because one was an NXT champion. Other one was the North American champion. They not even a tag team no more. I don't care. Fuck that. I understood that they worked well together before, but fuck that.
It doesn't matter. They weren't a real tag team.
It took a while for those guys down there to even take the titles off the Revival. Matter of fact, weren't they like your first?
Yes.
No, they was your second 2-time.
Right, they were the second 2-time. Because
Buddy Murphy and what's the other?
What were they called when they had Alexa Bliss, Buddy Murphy?
It was just Blake and Murphy.
Yeah, you're right, Blake and Murphy.
Yep.
B&B. But look, here's the crazy thing. So I found out that Triple H didn't even know about the call-ups till, you know, sometime. So that's why it was so. I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody who hasn't seen the TV taping results. But when you do see the TV tapings, you're going to be confused as fuck. Because he had to redo shit. Like, basically, Vince fucked up what was going on in NXT because of the plans that Triple H and, you know, his team already had in place. They weren't ready for all this. So, like, I think they're even changing the name of TakeOver, because TakeOver was supposed to be called NXT TakeOver Blackout.
Yeah, it was.
And they're changing it because, we don't have him anymore. So, it was like, how does the arm, what's the saying, how does the right arm not know what the left arm doing or left leg? Like, what the fuck, Vince? Come on, man. You're in panic mode that bad that you're just like, well, just fuck up everything and just do whatever. Like, come on, you got to do better than that. And you definitely have to treat your tag. It's not even so much about the Revival as much as it is the tag team titles.
They just don't get it. They don't get it. And I think I just have to come to terms with that.
They don't give a shit. That's what it is. They don't give a shit.
It ain't that they don't give a shit. Now, I'm starting to realize he just don't get it. And by the way, Cody, I don't give a fuck. Don't talk about WWE. Focus on AEW.
Because they don't know what they do. You don't even need to worry about that shit.
I don't want you to even put your energy into that, because I need you to be that alternative to the WWE. Does they keep giving me this shit on mainstream TV? But you come with something better, I won't even watch that shit no more. Remember back in the day, you watched one or the other. Fuck that.
I was a WWE guy. I was a WCW guy. And I remember being on the phone with like you and Chris.
And I watched some WCW. Right. And the video game, off the chain.
Video. Look, the WCW video games were always better than WWE ones. Yeah. For whatever reason.
I used to beat y'all ass in that shit.
That's only because you knew the goddamn trick and never told anybody.
Whatever, man. That ain't my fault.
They let you do it, so it's okay. I was like, right. This guy will get the hell out of here with this shit.
Right, because there wasn't no written rule that you couldn't do it. So.
What was the idea behind that, though? That's the one thing, I guess it was the idea.
Y'all motherfuckers used to be so bad. Like, how do we beat your ass? And you keep kicking the hell.
We half dead. We powerbombed. We double teamed you. Powerbombed you off like the top rope. Everything. Hit you with chairs. This dude still can't. We're like, this doesn't make any sense. It don't make no sense.
Until I beat y'all.
I start trying to look at your hand. What is he doing?
Yeah. I should have never told y'all that shit, though.
We'd have been mad.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at one of those, if you look at No Mercy, you're going to be like, what the fuck was this?
Yeah.
Them graphics was not what's up.
Man. Yeah. The graphics was trash.
But, you know, to us back in the day, it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? That looks like Chris Benoit.
Man, shit, you had to remind me that shit. Because I was like, man. Because, you know, I got the Super NES.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, that motherfucking Street Fighter Turbo move. Slow as shit. You was like, dude, that's because the graphics ain't the same. He's like, this shit. you're right.
Fireball going like this across the screen real slow. Like, man, that fireball gonna hit you at any moment.
Man, I'm like, this shit moving slow as shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And it was called Turbo. That was the worst part.
You had to actually turn on the Turbo button.
Right.
On it.
Oh, man, those were the days.
Yeah.
But we digress.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful, WWE. Treat your tag team titles better. Now, I'm not even talking about the Revival. I don't give a shit about that anymore. Like, y'all going to do whatever you do with the Revival, and if you waste them, that's on your fault. Your fault. Because when they go to somewhere else, they're going to be them dudes.
Man, look, WWE has been failing me as of late. They just have been failing me. Because I cannot wait for this motherfucking reset button. This is just the most trash shit I've ever seen leading up to a WrestleMania. This shit is fucking trash. I can't take it no more. Reset button need to be hit. Matter of fact, let me go all the way to the movie too. The Rock, WWE, y'all did Paige no justice. That movie fucking trash, man.
You know it was number four. Oh, excuse me. It was number four.
Yeah, that's because you got people out there that just like, they know who Paige is, but don't know.
Yeah, true.
But I'm just saying. She was, look, I ain't gonna tell the movie. I was just like, so this is like this shit just didn't happen 2 months ago. I'm just saying. And I had to reframe because I had to digest because I had an advanced screening ticket to go see this movie like 3 or 4 weeks before it came out. I think it was like around 3 weeks. And I was asked to give my review of it. And I was like,
not now.
And the only thing I can say is, I wouldn't recommend you not to see it. I wouldn't recommend you to go to the movie theaters and waste your good on hard gas and just money on popcorn and a movie ticket to see this shit. You can wait till it come out on video. You literally can. Don't even waste your time. Because if you watch WWE, and I'm speaking to the fans that actually watch WWE, actually know who Paige is, if you go see this movie, you're going to be pissed off. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this? Because this tells me nothing. That's what I feel like.
It didn't do justice to her real story.
Yes. Whatsoever. I didn't get to know who Paige is.
I don't like that when they abbreviate stories. I mean, you know they did it for movie purposes, but to me, And not to, I don't want to spoil it for people. The things they left out were like, that's important though. Like, that's part of this. Why are we skipping that? There's other shit you probably could have skipped.
Right. I mean, the only thing that was important is that her mom was a wrestler. And they ran a promotion. I think that's the only thing I kind of got out of it. I mean, I already knew her mom was a wrestler.
Right, right, right.
I just didn't really realize they was running their own little promotion thing. Out of a bus. If it was out of a bus. That could have just been made up too. Like some of the other made up shit they just put in there. I'm just saying that movie was trash. I just can honestly say it was trash. It's part of the reason why I didn't like All Eyes on Me. I didn't like that movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Because it told me nothing new. I mean, when I'm looking to see a biopic, I want to learn something that I just don't know. When you're trying to tell me about a person's life, and you got two and a half fucking hours to do that shit, I want to know about their life. And if you need to, make that shit 3 hours. I don't give a fuck. Because look, I thoroughly enjoy Malcolm X. It's a long-ass fucking movie. It is one long-ass fucking movie. But that is one good-ass motherfucking movie. In which, it's a shame it took 30 years. But Spike Lee finally won an Oscar. And he should have won one for that. I mean, Silence of the Lamb. Yeah, it was good. What the fuck out of here?
Well, you Malcolm X ain't winning shit, though, dog. You already know that.
Oh, man, yeah.
Not an Oscar. You already knew that.
And then certain white people wonder why we always throw in the race car sometimes. I'm just saying. I'm going to just throw that out there.
But look, I'm going to just say this. Like, I think I come from the mentality where I don't want that fucking award anyway. It ain't for me. It's just like with Grammys. Like, I don't give a shit how many Grammys you want. Will Smith won one, too. He beat Eminem. So, how much does it really fucking matter? Like, at that point, and I'm not dissing Will Smith. I think he's dope, but there's no way. Like, no. It's true. It makes no sense.
Especially when you're talking about, our art. You going to tell us?
You try to tell me that Get Jiggy With It was absolutely not. And at that point, that's when I realized that this ain't for me. This ain't for me. Yeah. The Grammys are not the award that is for what I'm listening to, because you don't listen to the same shit. So that's how I look at movies too. Even though I'm not a huge movie dude, when it comes to like the Oscars, I'm like, well, this isn't for the shit I watch.
Well, when it comes to movies, I think, although I don't like the Oscars, I think sometimes they do get it right with some movies.
Some movies, okay.
I think they get it right more now than they did before. I say it like that.
More inclusive.
Yeah. Because I think they did
the
right.
Shit winning all the time.
Yeah, I think they did right by Black Panther. I think they did right by Green Book, which, by the way, I had advanced movie tickets on that too. And that movie is good. That is one good ass movie.
You know, good I didn't movie. See it. So.
Yeah, I got it. You can watch it. We are all on the
Play right.
Family thing. So you just say, hey, you know what? I'm watching Green Book. I'm sorry, bro. I don't have a lot of horror movies on there, though.
That's okay.
I know how you are, though.
I know. I like to laugh and see things get stabbed.
Yeah.
Apologize, guys. It's pretty messed up. I'm a shallow individual.
Just plain and simple. You just like your meat and potatoes. That's all, huh?
I want to laugh. I want to see some stabbing. Look, if I can't have that, then this is why I'm a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. Little stabbing, little laughs. Never hurt anybody.
Never heard anybody. Man, what was that? No, we'll talk about that off air.
Okay.
That one movie we seen, though, where the dude had the head tore off.
Yeah, what
was that movie?
I'll think of it, because it has to do with personality disorders and whatever, so I gotta remember. Disturbance? Disturbia? No, it's Disturbance, I think.
No. Mm-mm. Identity.
That's, yes.
I think it was Identity.
Yeah, I think you're right. That was a messed up movie.
That movie was so good, though.
It was nuts. I was with the head. That part messed me up. I said, okay.
I said, this is how y'all start this shit.
This is what we're going to do.
Man, I remember we was in the movies. We was so shocked.
We were like, I think everybody was. We were all
It was on double date. Yep. Yeah.
We were like, okay, yeah, so this is what they're going to do.
This is how we do it, huh? Yes, okay.
Because at first we thought it was going down. We were like, well, damn. This is my kind of movie.
John Cusack. Yep. I believe that's who it was that was in that movie.
Yeah. Movie crazy.
Anyway, we got all off of wrestling.
Nothing wrong with that. That's what we do.
But sometimes we got to give you a break from the break. From the break.
It all worked.
Because y'all probably was watching Raw and say, I need a break. Sometimes that's what I have to do. I got to break it up.
We got to pull you away. We gotta save your soul. Wait, so before we go though, real quick, let's talk wrestling.
Hold on. Before we get to let's
talk wrestling. Okay, go ahead.
Armchair book this.
Oh, yeah, duh. Well, okay, number one, Revival's not losing. They're not even on the show. Fuck it. Take them off the show. Throw fucking Heavy Machinery or, what's the other one? Ascension in there. Let them take it.
You could have gave Heavy Machinery where they first lost.
Yeah, there you go.
And nobody would have cared.
At all. Because I barely do now.
I'm rebooking it, and that's what I'm choosing to. That's what I'm going to do. Because I definitely would have chose this match in particular, because I would have just said the same thing you said. No Revival. I wouldn't have said Heavy Machinery, though. I would have just said some random tag team. Because I didn't give a fuck who it was. Just not your champions.
That's no all I'm saying. Sense. Who's going to make sense of all this?
I mean, this could have been your opportunity to knock Bobby Roode and Chad Gable down another peg. You could have put them there to beat them. And then
they keep watching on the screen. What the fuck is you watching? Them lose? You ain't learning shit. Like, come on, man. Like, making it look competitive. It's not.
Because all y'all going
to do. Because randos come in and win. Because
all y'all going to do is lose to them.
And we're going to be sitting up there like, okay, so...
What the fuck?
Your booking logic, I want to punch you in the goddamn face, WWE. I swear to God. All right, now are we talking wrestling?
Yeah, let's talk.
All right. I love Roman Reigns being back, but I just need to say it. It's only been like 5 months. Absolutely makes no fucking sense for Dean Ambrose and them to be friends. No Shield reunion. I'm sorry. I don't want it. It's stupid. It makes no sense. I get that Dean Ambrose on his way out, but just don't. That's just how I feel. I want to know how you feel. Am I overreacting?
You are. Because you got to remember, this may be literally the last time you see the Shield together before a Hall of Fame induction.
Damn. Dean Ambrose will never come back?
He may never come back. Because if he goes to New Japan, or if he goes to AEW or ROH and sees that he gets a nice-ass paycheck,
and he's a frugal guy.
And don't have to travel a lot. Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side of WWE's fence. It just is. Because that's why the Briscoes didn't want to go to WWE. They said, we are family guys. We want to work on our farms. We like our lighter schedule. Plus, we still get paid well.
Yeah, that is true.
Honestly, look, ROH wrote the motherfucking blueprint for you. They just proved it. They said, look, we can work in these rinky-dink-ass motherfucking field houses, still pay our motherfucking talent top money. Why? Because we have working relationships with other promoters. and we getting this money together. Triple H has figured this shit out.
He did, yeah. You're right.
But Vince, when are you going to realize it?
The landscape's changed. I think you got a good point. Because Vince is still
I think Vince is kind of like, yeah, go ahead, do that shit. But I don't think Vince gets it. Like, you trying to be the big promoter. Say, fuck that. You finna... Honestly, you should have just brought back WCW and let your son run that shit.
It would have been under your umbrella.
Own competition.
Like,
but then you get literally your have them on a different channel. You work out whole different deals. And then y'all can cross.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how his mind works. His mind works. This is WWE. And
but instead, you want to bring back that trash-ass XFL. Fuck you, mean.
Wait, not to go super off-topic, but you know the other promotion, the other league, AAF, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
You know the first week they couldn't make payroll? They had to get a loan. I said, come on, y'all. It's some bullshit, y'all. You didn't know you didn't have enough money for the first week.
Like, how do you not know? How do you build something and then get to the point where, you know what, we can't even pay motherfuckers the first week? Where was y'all jacking off this money? I'm just saying, because
who wrote this business plan? You're fired, motherfucker. Because you can't do a you can't even do a fucking Excel spreadsheet. Like, you suck.
We just opened doors and we can't make first week's payment? First week? Fuck. No. You should have at least had money put away. I don't know how business go, but to me, I just feel like
you should have money put away.
For years. I don't give a fuck. Years to make sure for at least a year.
And you're not the NFL. What the fuck is costing you that much fucking money that you can't, like, that should be the number one thing. Let's pay the guys out there playing. Like, I would rather they be like, yo, we couldn't pay for another goalpost, so we gotta kick on one end of the field. Like, fuck it then, you know what I'm saying? But
you can't pay the talent on the field that's gonna make you the money. That's crazy.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there when you said it. I didn't know if you saw that. I thought that shit was hilarious. I said, right. What the fuck? The first week? Is that going to be good?
Hell no. That shit crazy. That shit crazy. Anyway. Man, shit. I ain't got nothing else, man. Shit.
I got a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It came out of nowhere. Just wanted to throw it out there to y'all.
I think they appreciate that.
Appreciate honesty.
Yeah, hey, that motherfucker head hurt. You know? Hey, whatever. Like I said, thanks for sharing. Anyway, moving on. I think that's it for the show, though. Be sure to check out 1515 and all of the content. Be sure to rate, subscribe, review to the podcast. You'll find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or any other podcast platform you choose to use. Anyway, you can find us. Just type in 1515 and you'll find a podcast such as Equal Opposites, Lace 'em Up, Love and Hip Hop, The Rundown, Wrestling Roundtable, Studio 4, and the MWT Podcast. You know what, man? I have actually slowed down on my love and hip hop. I think I've kind of gotten to the point where the drama is so outrageous.
It's just not for you.
Yes. I think it hurts my heart sometimes. Like, my heart start to hurt.
That's how I am with
chest pain. Like, I can't take it no more.
Black Ink Chicago. I'm like, it's just so much.
Like, why?
I just can't anymore. Yeah, can't. I'm like, yes. You guys.
It's like a sensory overload. Look, I'm just like, yo, but why you guys have to fight about this, though?
Why are we boxing? Why are we doing this, guys?
Why does this have to be any type of drama? Why do you guys want drama? And then you start to realize that some people actually like this shit in their lives. They like all the drama.
They like all this. They get bored.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You I don't want that out. Shit in my circle. This is why I've had the same fucking friends since I was 12, because none of these dudes want any of that shit. And I was like, you know what? These are the guys that I need to be around the rest of my life, because I can't deal with these other fools out here doing this crazy shit. This is just not for me.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's weird. I can't do it no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been sitting there. I've been doing the double dutch. You know? Like, I've been in and out. Like, I'm gonna play. Cause I still record it. Cause I do still record them. And I'm like, I'm gonna hit. No, I'm not gonna hit play. I'm not gonna do it.
They're gonna get your ass on a board Saturday. Watch.
Yeah, probably. I'm gonna try to marathon, watch some shit, and like, oh man, fuck it. I'm going to hit Jay Allen and this shit. So, anyway. Man, fuck. Back to it. Shit. Anyway.
The Amazon
that's
now?
It. No, that's it, man. Oh. We done. Thanks for listening to the show. We out of here.
Peace.